excited. I'm going to fall off my perch, I think. I'm going to play one more song, and then we are going to have the fabulous Tom Wolfe from the Wolfe Brothers on air with us here on 88.5. Just mega excited about this. So I'm all a dither, but I will try and stay calm. The time currently is... So guys, I'm really excited. That's right. I am so excited. I'm going to do it again. That's right. We have got the fabulous Tom Wolfe on the line with us. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing really great. How you doing?
Oh, look, I'm just mega, mega, mega excited that you're actually with us today. And I do appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us here on 88.5 FM and Country in the Valley. My listeners were just getting so excited with me on social media over the last few days.
It's great. That's excellent. Well, it's good to be on. And, you know, it's funny. It's actually, because I'm in Tassie, it's not morning here. It's afternoon.
It's afternoon there for you, yes, because yeah. You're 2 hours. You're 2 hours ahead, right? Yeah. So it's 1 o'clock there. It's about lunchtime there for you.
That's right. So, but yeah, look, it's great to be on, and I appreciate you having me on your show.
Oh, look, it's a pleasure. I had to go and have a nervous wee before you came on because it was just, I'm a bit starstruck this morning, Tom. So there you go. Hey, listen, so look, we're going to share a little bit about you and your brother. You know, obviously the cyber stalking that I do before I have my guests on the show. So all that cyber stalking comes into play. So, you know, your brother's from Tasmania. I'll just put my volume down because I think I'm so excited. I'm raising my voice. So brother's from Tasmania. There's four generations of music because, you know, you come from a musical family. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. Well, where we live down here in southern Tas, on the family farm, there's four generations of farming down here. And there's four generations of music. So we've had families had the farm and worked it every generation. But yeah, they always played music. And I think, you know, there's always been this desire with each generation to take the music further. You know, I know with my granddad especially, I think he idolized guys like Slim Dusty and, you know, who would travel the country doing that. But I don't think he felt he ever could leave, you know, because he had the farm and he had to do it. And, you know, the same as my dad, you know. So, yeah, look, you know, I mean, when we were growing up, Dad just, you know, he drove it into us. He's like, don't worry about the farm, just play music, do me music, don't worry about anything else, just do that. And
that's amazingly supportive.
Oh, it's incredibly supportive. And, you know, he took us to all our music lessons and did all that stuff. And it's been incredible, you know. He'd be unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but he was exceptionally proud of what we were doing.
He would have been.
Where we were taking it. So
yeah, no, absolutely. And look, your journey has just been amazing. And, you know, just following you guys for as long as I have, like on the quiet, like the quiet cyber stalking that I do. So, you know, like you've got 2013, there was that It's On album. Then you had Nothing But Trouble in 2014. You've got Country Heart, which is an amazing, amazing album. As well, and you've also kind of made some headways over in the US as well, yeah?
Yeah, look, we're definitely trying to and starting to. We just signed a new record deal, which is really exciting. We now have a team over there in the States and a team in Canada, so that's really exciting. But we've actually been over before, and we've toured through the Midwest and opened for guys like Dustin Lynch and Eli Young Band.
Oh, fantastic!
Did some big festivals with Sam Hunt, Eric Church and all this sort of stuff, and amazing experience. And they just, you know, you think we love country music here. Well, they just love country music on steroids over there, you know.
Yeah,
It was amazing, incredible experience. And, you know, this and Tassie, touring through the Midwest, that was something else.
Yeah. Perfect. So, look, we are going to play probably three songs of yours, and it would be really remiss of me if I did not include Hey Brother, especially this weekend, you know, being Anzac weekend. I think, you know, the song itself, just I know I've seen the videos and listened to this song since it's been released, but share something about that song that you know, that really resonates for you.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, that song came from meeting real people. We did a tour called the Spirit of the Anzac Tour, where we met, you know, a bunch of incredible servicemen and women and veterans. And, you know, I think I was kind of aware, but I definitely wasn't aware at the level of you know, a lot of these men and women, they go away and serve, and then they come back and there's, you know, a sense of lost purpose. There's, mm-hmm. you know, not for all, not obviously not for all of them, but some people might be PTSD issues and things like that. And it was an issue I was kind of aware of, but not as aware maybe at the level that it exists and the lack of support these men and women get. So that is where Hey Brother came from.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's been one of the most amazing songs of our career. You know, we just absolutely love singing it live. And the people that's allowed us to meet, you know, the veterans and servicemen and women, you know, I have a few servicemen and women I'm friends with now, and they were ringing me yesterday, you know, they were having their Anzac Day, getting drunk, ringing me up, going, well, listen, and, you know, so I've met some amazing men and women, and, I guess that's what music's about. It brings us together.
That's right, absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, here is Hey Brother by the Wolf Brothers. Enjoy.